There is but one God. How many scriptures tell us to say to the people of the world that is Christians in particular, because they have the mystery there for us and them and what they believe in. Say to them, our God and your God is one and the same. And I know that. I have experienced friendship and togetherness for the common cause, and that is kingdom of peace on this earth for all people under God, the one Lord created. I have experienced with the leaders of Christianity and other religions that oneness, that belief in the one God that is the creator, the cherisher of all the world. I've experienced that with him, and I don't have any hesitation to embrace good Christians and trust them like I trust good Muslims. Is the greeting of Muslims with the As-Salaamu Alaykum, peace be upon you. Actually, it has two messages. One is, I'm extending to you the wish that you have peace. And the other is, even the stronger one, you are obligated to keep the peace. Alaykum means you are obligated to keep the peace. In the time of Muhammad the Prophet, there was no police force. There was no police department. The promise to the people of the book and to us, the promise to all people, is that there will come peace and security. And that the word of God, the law of God, would be written upon the hearts of the people. And if we have the guidance of God, His commandments, His law in our hearts, firstly, before everything else that the world offers us as protection, we don't need a police force. We don't need a police department. We'll be the police. I'm not telling you to stop calling 911. But I'm telling you that you are obligated, if you believe in God, you are obligated yourself to be a peacekeeper. And the first duty is to keep peace in your own soul.
Right.
By being right-minded and having right behavior. Is in righteousness. Yes, peace is in righteousness. There's no peace for the corrupt people until they repent. There's no peace for the troublemakers until they repent. There's no peace for the liars who lie. And you must cross stitches of faith, cross stitches of reality. False pictures of our human nature. There's no peace for the liar until they repent. Peace is not in confusion. Lies make the biggest contribution to confusion. Peace is in truth. It's a big job for this world to come to peace. to work sincerely and openly, to cheat, cheat. It's a big job. I'll tell you right in the beginning of the speech, and I think I've had most of my good Jewish friends, and they're still my friends. I don't know how, what I'm looking like in their eyes now, but they're still my friends. I won't break my friendship with them because they don't like what I'm saying nowadays. No, I'm not. There's no reason for three who represent military power and might, who represent the choice to use military. There's no hope that they'll achieve peace. They're occupying themselves, then they can fight each other and achieve peace. And they can beat up on one another and achieve peace. The way to achieve peace is to not respond to a situation until you yourself and your soul are at peace with your decision. And I can't believe that President Bush, our president, that I respect, is at peace in his soul with what he's doing. I can't believe that the General Sharon is at peace in himself with what he's doing. And Oliver, the little guy that's being beat up on, I include him too. I don't believe he's at peace with what he's doing. If I was guessing, I would refuse to use any material weapons. The Reverend Jesse Jackson went to him and gave him the best advice. If I was him, I would refuse to use any material weapons. Long ago, I would have told my people, don't pick up any material weapons. Let the world see the big guy doing this bad thing. And the way that the little guy can show up the big guy, just take a win. Keep taking a win. Don't hear anybody. The world is looking at what's going on. You can't defeat him. You can't win if he's too big for you. That's your weapon that you got. Perhaps he can be cable to you on the came out from him by some route. I like when they were throwing stones. And I'll come over there and help them throw some stones.
All right.
We want peace. But before we can have peace, we have to have peace in our own soul. In our scripture, God says, he does not change or take the trouble off of people that are bothering them until they have to change their heart. They have to change what is bothering their soul. Then God will help them. Will help them. Isn't this the message of Christianity? Repent. First repent. And then receive the help of God. You can't receive this help and you're not repenting, you're wrong. There is reported in the saying, Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, that there was a man seen in the distance, open area, with his hands stretched out up to the sky, pleading, begging God, and complaining, how come you leave me in this misery? And the saying of the prophet goes like this. It says, his clothing was haram. His behavior was haram. His speech was haram. All the things, every all his expression, haram. Haram means sinful. So this in Islam, haram. So how can we expect an answer from God when he is all haram? So that's the same point, the same logic. You have to repent first. Come with a repenting heart. And then God will help you. This world is doing too much wrong to expect God's help. We have to first repent our wrong. And I think the answer is not far from us. And this is the problem, it says. If we all be true to what we are invited to do, Judaism invites to righteousness. Christianity invites to righteousness. Islam invites to righteousness. Well, if we all be true to the invitation we give in our religion, peace is easy. Achieving peace is easy. Because peace is the lifeblood of the great religion. Yes, it is. Peace is the lifeblood. There's a caption in the Quran. The caption is righteousness. And under that caption, we are told what righteousness is. Says righteousness is neither turning your faces east nor west. Righteousness, I am explaining myself what I perceive this to be. Righteousness is not are neither in the rational sciences nor in the spiritual sciences. But righteousness is in the doing of pleasing God and in the doing of good by your fellow man. That's righteousness. We think it's proper to put it in the East. So how can we say we're righteousness and we're allowing and contributing to the misery that my leader, Dr. William Zinnett, has mentioned to us that's going on in Africa, and we know that that's not only the one place where that misery, similar miseries in all over the world. In Asia, certainly in the Middle East, where that conflict continues to go on there. With all these miseries and all the neglect of human life and all the wealth that exists in wealthy America and wealthy Saudi Arabia and a few other very wealthy, powerful help nations and wealth. How come all the misery? Peace is in sharing so that all benefit and have a better life. This is Christianity. This is Islam. Peace is something that we can get from uninformed, uneducated human beings. Even from animals. There are animals that like to come to the rescue of a suffering
It has been reported that even this animal that can't even speak the language of the other animal, he's not of that family, not of that species. He sees an animal suffering, they're seeing animals of another species, not that kind of animal. Go and show passion and try to do something to seek and get response from that suffering animal. Go to the aid of another animal. We can speak, we have the same human language. Black, white, yellow, no matter what our color. We can speak to each other. We can learn the language of the other. And we can speak to the other. We can speak any language another human being speaks if we want to. So we can communicate. We can have one language. And we see this misery all over the world. And not moving to do it, to do something to change this subject yet. We are not righteous. We are wicked. And there is no peace for the wicked. I think that's written in Scripture. God says in our Scripture, certainly we have made honorable the sons of Adam. What does that mean? God says every human person has been made honorable by his or her creator. And God also says that he has created us for his mercy. All people are created for God's mercy. Can we bring the world of nations, especially their leaders, to respect this? This is not only something that God has revealed in religion. The secular world, our political leaders, the good ones, they press too for this kind of respect from the nations of the world. The wife of President Roosevelt, Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of Donald, Eleanor Roosevelt, she is known in the history of this nation for going throughout the world promoting respect for human life. She advanced the awareness of the need to support human rights in the international world. She did that. It's just our nature to want good treatment for human beings. It's in our nature to respect human life. So a world that is not respecting human life, a public that is not respecting human life, it is really outside and distant from its own true nature. From its own true nature. And I again want to say to you that we find this kind of compassion even in animals. For a life that they don't even belong to. A human being can be suffering, and a dog will come and moan and try to get some adult to come and help this poor human being. A dog! I want to say to the world of civilization, you should stop calling people dogs and monkeys. They are better than us. Dogs and monkeys are better than the world I live in.
Go ahead, brother.
And our political process. The universe exists to support fair and just and good news. God didn't make this material scheme, this vast universe of stars and moons, stars and suns and moons, etc. And this earth. He didn't make it so that it would support unfairness, support injustice. No. God says he made it to support fairness and justice.
find that without religion being respected by most of our Muslims, without religion being respected by most of our national leaders, that's a fact. The march of justice continues. The environment itself is making demands on our behavior. The word that God gave is making demands on our behavior. And is making demands on the behavior of our national leaders. They didn't decide the population growth. They got their hands. So now the world is all being mixed. People are all mixing. They're not separated by distances like they used to be, by oceans and vast stretches of land. No! They're all brought together. And God promises what? That there is going to be a gathering of all of you. He promises a great gathering. Well, we may look at this spiritually and look at this by interpretations of scripture, etc., and see it in many ways. But let's look at the plain truth, reality, the plain common sense truth. That of what matters, the physical reality itself. We're feeding on it, we are multiplying in numbers. We are coming together because there's none of us room to stay apart. That's the world that God made is marshaling in His plan and driving us to His conclusion. He has conclusions and He's driving us to those conclusions.
That's true.
There's no room now to stay away from a black man. There's no room on earth to get away from a black man. And it's found, God said, and take the best thereof. Why don't we do just human intelligence? You don't have to believe in God either. You got human intelligence. You can reason. You can think. So if you have a choice to be an alley dog or a great man, what is your choice? So make better choice. You don't have to believe in God. Just make better choice. And if you make better choices, then you will connect with the rope of human life, the historical rope of human life. Yes, a baby grows up to be adult. A baby society grows up to be adult too. Grows up from behaving like a baby to behaving like an adult. A society.
Yes,
the archetype of Muhammad, he showed us that we are the nation. Nation is on the earth. Meaning that we're not yet grown up. That we are still subject to baby behavior. That we are still subject to baby thinking. That we are still subject to baby dependency on men that are not black. And he wanted to get us to understand that reality and want to grow up to be adult Muslims and an adult Muslim society or an adult Muslim nation, not a baby one. And Allah, that's why that is the rest. Allah wants not hardship for evil. And yet we find our life is so difficult. We've got that moral hardship for us. Who put it on? We're making more money in the hardship than keep in trees. Used to be that we expect no one but a self-divided man to go out to work and pay for the rent, pay for the food, pay for the clothes, take care of the wife and the children and everything. Now we got to have the man, his wife, his baby too. Going on nothing to pay the bills. So let it get harder and harder, harder and harder, while we grow more and more. We say in science, technology, etc., greatest nation on earth. But life gets more burdensome with each day that passes. The call of something the eternal call in this society. But not just in this society, in the whole world. In the whole world, something is terribly wrong. We have to repent. Peace is insincere. Peace is in righteousness. Peace is in respect for that is due respect. That your intelligence tells you is due respect, and you don't respect me, you can't have peace. There's so much disrespect now in the family. You speak to your child, and it's been going on so long, and they have so much support in the world for it. You accept it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I ain't gonna bother you no more. You're gonna think your child keeping your blood, and you tell them, I ain't gonna bother you no more. Something's wrong. Something's terribly wrong. Allah was not hardship for people. Rather, Allah wants that we be purified. It is in human nature to want to be purified. A baby cries. The mother goes and checks to see why my baby keeps crying. She goes there and finds filth on the baby. This baby is not old enough, not strong enough, not processed enough in age to even know what nasty means. But it already knows that nasty should be on my mother. God gave it that sense. God gave it that sense to want to be clean.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with grown up wanting to be nasty? Get down. Why do you want to be nasty? Why do you have a spirit to be nasty? Babies don't want to be nasty. They're that let anything change in our own hearts. The Christian has a sign in Jesus Christ as the Savior of all mankind. They have a sign. We have a sign in the house that we make pilgrimage to once a year. God says of that house, that is a house built for all people.